Sakta Hilaganishna Vaiter, Masechtasav is Perik Dalad, Mishnah Tezvav. Rabbi Yani, I'm Rabbi Yani, says, Ein Biadenu. It's not in our hands to explain Loi Mishalvas Rishayim, why the Rishayim sometimes have it so peaceful. Vaf Loi Mishriyat Tzadikim, or why Tzadikim suffer. We can't understand that down here in this world. The Ramban had a Talmud who was very sick. Before he was Nifter, the Ramban promised that he would marry off all of his daughters for him. But he asked him one taiva. The Ramban said, of course, whatever Hashem does is good, but I want to understand why. The Ramban lived in very, very difficult times. So he gave him a list of questions. When you go up to Shemayim, please ask by the Kisi HaKavod why this is happening to Klal Yisrael, and please come back with an answer. Well, the Ramban married off all of his daughters, but he never came back with an answer. Finally, he did. And the Ramban asked him, why didn't you come back with an answer? And the Talmud said, because down here in this world, there's kashas, we don't understand certain things. But when you come up to Shemayim, it's so clear, there's no kasha. I remember once, I was driving somebody to Lakewood. When you drive to Lakewood from Borough Park, so you go over the Verrazano Bridge to Staten Island. And then you take another bridge to New Jersey. That's the shortest way to go. So there was a man in the car, not from New York. He kept saying, why are you going to Staten Island? I said, we're going to Lakewood. I said, this is the way to go to Lakewood. No, you're going to Staten Island. I could read the sign. He gave me such a hard time. So I showed him on the GPS the map. I explained to him, Brooklyn is an island. So you have to go from one island to the other island and then to New Jersey. That's the shortest way to go. So you need two bridges. But I said to myself, we also don't understand a lot of things. We want one thing. We think according to the way we understand things, certain things should happen. It happens the other way. Why are we going the wrong way? Hashem says, if you would see what I see, you'll see you're going the right way. So the Talmud said to Ramban, he said, down here in this world, there are questions. Up here, there are no questions. You look at a map. So you start asking, but why are we going to stand? It's obvious on the map this is the way to go. When you're looking down from up there, it's not even a shiloh. So the Talmud said, there are no kashas up here. You'll come up, you'll understand. Everything has to happen the way it has to happen. Vaiter says the Mishnah, Rev Masya ben Charish, Rabbi Masya ben Charish says, have a magdim b'shloim kol adam. Greet every person, but be magdim. Greet him before he greets you. The Gemara says it never ever happened that someone should greet Rabbi Yochanan before he greeted that person. V'afilu nachri shebeshuk. It didn't make a difference if he was Jewish or not. Rabbi Yochanan was always there to greet him first. We have izonov le'arayos, be a tail to lions. V'altiroish l'shu'olim. Rather than a head to foxes. Huh? Tail to lion? Head to foxes? What does this mean? It means that it's better to be a Talmud of people that are smarter than you than to be a teacher of people that aren't as smart as you.